This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The next crew is set to launch for the International Space Station on December 15th. On board, astronaut Tim Kopra, a native Texan. This will be Kopra's second mission in space. His first was back in 2009, but his stay this go-round will break a record in terms of the number of days a Texan has spent in space. Astronaut Tim Kopra joins us now from NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. Thanks for being here. Are you pretty excited about this mission?
Oh, David, I'm very excited about this mission. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to be on board initially with a total of 9 crew members, and then they'll go home. We'll have 6 on board, and we'll be there for about 5 months.
5 months. So how does one pack for a journey like 5 months in space? What do you do?
You know, thankfully, we have a lot of help. We have people that help plan out the clothes that we bring, the food that we'll eat, and they give us some allocation for our personal effects as well.
So what sort of goals or tasks are you formally assigned to manage while you're up there?
You know, probably the best way to think about it is that the space station now is in a phase of utilization. So it's an orbiting laboratory. So our main job in life is to execute and set up experiments that a lot of scientists on the ground will be using for the data and for the results. So most of our activities really have to do with maintaining this facility. That means that we bring up supplies for both the experiments and for the crew. We have spacewalks that improve the structure and also repair items outside. Mm-hmm. And we have some challenging aspects of the mission where we capture different visiting vehicles using a robotic arm.
Wow. So you have to reach out and grab it just sort of based on what, your vision, or are you using some other kind of telemetry or what?
Well, it's a combination of telemetry, camera displays, and hand controllers that we use in order to grapple onto a vehicle. And then that's used to berth onto the space station.
I'm sure you grew up watching Walter Cronkite do the broadcasts from, you know, Cape Canaveral and Cape Kennedy later. I presume. I mean, I shouldn't be that presumptive. Was that something that sort of inspired you as a boy growing up?
You know, when I was about 6 years old, we were landing men on the moon. And I think that every six-year-old, when I was a kid, wanted to be, you know, a fireman or a policeman or an astronaut. So it was a natural childhood dream. And I was very fortunate for things to work out in the long term. You know, one of my brothers was a complete space fanatic. He had models of all the different space vehicles at the time. And I'm certain that inspired me as a young kid, and the dream really stuck with me.
Are you bringing up any Texan artifacts with you? Do most astronauts bring up something so they can bring it back down to Earth and give them out as souvenirs, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. I have a handful of Texas flags, for example, that I'm bringing up. But, you know, most of my allotment are things that I can give back to the training team here. I've flown some medallions that have our mission patch on it, and photographs and books that are important to me to make it feel like home.
Let me ask just one final question, and I guess this gets at, I think I know what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
This will be your second time up. Is this a job for you? Or do you still have that sort of sense of awe? And when does it, I presume you do, but when does that strike?
You know, at the end of the day, this is a job. I would say it's about the coolest job I could possibly have, but there are job aspects to it. I mean, it's a challenge traveling as much as we do in order to get all the training objectives complete. But, you know, once you get to space, that feeling and that experience, I don't think that could ever get old.
Astronaut Tim Kopra is going to be going back to the International Space Station on December 15th. And while he's up there, he'll be breaking a record in terms of the number of days a Texan has spent in space. Tim Kopra, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
And have a safe journey.